You have chosen to trust me, the hypnotic beast, to guide you into a light, focused trance, where you can forget about everything else for now, and vividly imagine how to become possessed by the spirit of a bestial wizard's familiar. Before we begin, please only listen to this recording in a safe, stationary environment where your full attention can be given to the process of relaxation. Do not listen to this recording while driving or if you have medical issues. You will hear the normal, everyday sounds of life around you, but they will not disturb you. In fact, the everyday sounds of life will only cause you to go deeper. If, for any reason, an emergency should occur, as unlikely as that is, your unconscious mind will immediately recognize it and awaken you to a fully alert state so that you can appropriately and effectively respond. As that is unlikely to occur, and knowing that you have the safety mechanism, you can relax and let go, allowing yourself to trust and enjoy this process. Please make sure that any people, pets, parents, partners, or posse will avoid interrupting you. Silence all devices that might draw your attention. When you're ready, make sure you're in a comfortable position, preferably in a couch or chair. Close your eyes if you haven't already done so, and prepare to relax deeper and deeper now. Each and every time you listen to this recording, the suggestions become more powerful, you become more open and receptive to positive good suggestions, and your skills of imagination, visualization, make-believe, and focus increase as well. Let's begin with a deep breath in and a slow breath out. Take a deep breath. Breathe out slowly. In. Out. In. Out. In. Breathe out the air completely. In. Breathe out. Take a deep breath. Breathe out the air completely. Take a deep breath. Out. Take in a deep and slow breath. Out. Take a deep breath. Out. Take a deep breath. Out. Breathe in. Breathe out. In. Out. In. Breathe out the air completely. In. Breathe out the air completely. In. Out. Take in a deep and slow breath. Breathe out. Take a deep breath. Breathe out slowly. In. Out. Breathe in. As you continue to relax, you can forget about everything else for now and just allow yourself to focus inwards. Sometimes it's great to go inward and imagine or make believe when you choose to make time for yourself and forget about everything else for now. When you take time to rest and relax, you can better tackle the challenges of life in the future. So you can relax now. And let yourself begin to sink into a comfortable daydream. You can remember how you felt as a child when you could enjoy games and play make-believe. Perhaps you still understand how to let yourself pretend and just allow the images and sensations from your inner mind to overpower how you perceive the world, if only for a little while. The more you mindfully make-believe, the better you become at distinguishing make-believe from reality and fact from fiction. So take this time now to grow your interpersonal intelligence and become more aware of your own thoughts and feelings as you dive deep into real hypnotic trance. Perhaps you can imagine becoming a master of your own mind, of the ability to drop deep into a relaxing trance at will and experience your own fantasies. As you continue to relax now, you can find yourself settling down into a deep, peaceful state of being. You can choose to do nothing but drift deeper into comfort. You can confide in me and allow your mind to become open and receptive to wonderful suggestions. It feels great to trust in your ability to go deep into hypnotic immersion and allow yourself to make believe and enjoy trance. Imagine yourself deep in a mystic realm. Perhaps you found a portal to a far-off place, or perhaps you just passed through a doorway and found yourself there. In the distance are tall mountains covered with snow. Their massive peaks look much too high to ever cross alone. In the other direction, seemingly endless fields stretch to the hazy horizon. The rain shadow of the mountain range produced thick meadows of highland grasses and wildflowers. You find yourself in a sea of tall grasses, which ripple in the wind like waves in an ocean. Dotted along the landscape were well-worn chunks of what looked to be stone ruins of an ancient civilization that faded away many ages ago. As you stand there, everything you know can feel so far away. and distant. There is nothing to hear but the constant wind as it travels down the mountains and across the meadows. The wind picks up a fresh scent of timeless grasslands that only soothes your body and mind like a healing salve. Not too far off from where you are, there is a dirt path, perhaps created by wild animals like foxes or wild cats. As you travel down this path, a relaxing breeze blows over your body. It starts with your head, and you can allow all the small muscles in your scalp, face and ears, cheeks and jaws to loosen and release their tension. With every step further you go, the soothing wave of comfort takes you deeper into a peaceful bliss. The soothing breeze can help the muscles in your neck and shoulders unwind and rest. In the future, you can stop and check how tense your body is, and then let go of that tension. Focus on your shoulders, down to your fingertips. Perhaps you can imagine this friendly zephyr helping you magically relax your upper arms, your forearms, your wrists and hands, all the way to your fingertips. What would it be like to touch pure relaxation and have that pure relaxation flow from your fingertips through your arms all the way to your mind? As the fresh breeze flows over your fingertips, you can feel relaxation instantly flow deep into your mind. The soothing essence can help you to relax your chest and upper back. Take a moment to let go of any tension stored there and choose to feel the relaxation flow deeper into your lower back and belly. It feels wonderful to allow the largest muscles in your body, your groin, glutes, and thighs, to give in to soothing relaxation and feel pleasurable nothingness. The soothing breeze can flow down deeper from your shins and calves to your ankles and feet. How good does it feel to imagine yourself floating on calming mists? You can feel your feet relax thoroughly from your heels to your arches, to your pads to your toes. You can feel nothing but a deep peacefulness. As you continue to float in a dream, you pass by stone markers, counting the distance to a stone monument atop a gentle slope of a large nearby grassy hill. With each and every number I count, feel yourself drift deeper into comfort. Feel yourself drift down into focused trance, focusing only on this scene in your mind as you go deeper into the ancient ruins. 5. You pass by an old stone marker with the number 5 written on it. You feel yourself float downwards. Allow yourself to reach out and hold on to my voice as you go even deeper into trance. 4. The next stone marker reads 4. You can go even deeper into comfort. Everything that aren't these mystic planes fade away. 3. You come across a moss-covered stone marker, mark 3. Permit the idea that ideas allow you to accept ideas, to allow you to accept that you will become deeply hypnotized. 2. The next marker is a weather-worn stone marker with a 2 engraved into it. You find a broad stone altar surrounded by monoliths. 1. The last stone marker reads 1. It's easy to focus on nothing but the large boulders and stone table before you. 0. You enter the circle of boulders, feel a wave of drowsiness, and find yourself drifting to sleep near their center, lying down on that soft, moss-covered rock in the middle. Deep sleep, deep sleep, deep sleep. Each and every time I say the words deep sleep to you, for the purpose of hypnosis and with your permission, the body relaxes completely and the mind surrenders deep into hypnotic trance. Each and every time I say the words deep sleep to you, for the purpose of hypnosis, with your permission, the body relaxes completely and the mind surrenders deep into hypnotic trance. Deep sleep. Deep sleep. Deep sleep. As you drift even deeper, you can feel the presence of a powerful, a benevolent entity bound to these ruins begin to flow into your body and mind. You can let yourself sleep deeper and allow yourself to become this benevolent entity, if only for a short while. You feel a large, heavy leather collar wrap around your neck, and strange sensations flood your mind as your body grows massive and hairy. You can watch as thick fur grows up and down your arms, as well as the rest of your body. It starts as body hair, but doesn't stop growing until you're completely covered in fur. Your muscles swell as you bulk up, and your neck and shoulders broaden with power. Your clothes pull tight against your growing body, and you feel more and more bestial as your canines grow longer and a thick beard sprouts on your chin. Your brow grows heavy like a caveman's beetled brow. Your hands and feet grow larger as you wonder if you are becoming a Bigfoot. Your finger and toenails grow stronger and claw-like. The essence of a wizard's familiar fills your being, and your old self sleeps as memories of lovingly serving your master fill your mind. Your gorilla-like body swells larger and larger. Even parts of you that I haven't mentioned grow thick, heavy, and covered with fur. All those troubling thoughts seem to fade away as your mind becomes simple and primitive, with only one desire: to serve your wizard master. You let out a loud grunt as you flex your massive, beastly muscles, swell in size, bigger than any human bodybuilder, and tear out of your old human clothes. You drop down to your knuckles and sniff the air. You bound and leap to one of the monoliths in the circle and dig your claws in. With a powerful tug, you tear at the fabric of space and form a portal to your master's lair. You jump into the glowing portal and into the tower of your wizard king. You bound up the stone stairway and find your master where you usually find him, reading a spellbook by a roaring fireplace in the library. He has a long, flowing beard and an air of power, a nobility to him. Your heart feels of joy as you jump to his side and await your orders. He doesn't look up from his book and says, "Where have you been?" A moment later, his powerful, fatherly hand gently strokes your fur like a lap kitty as he reads. You feel waves of pleasure flow through your magical, beastly body. Your wizard merely continues to read. The fire crackles warmly, and you can feel his fatherly hand gently stroke your fur. After a few minutes, he asks for a cup of tea. You bound down to the kitchen, down the stone staircase. On all fours, you make a cup of tea, just the way Master likes, and carefully walk it up to the library. He takes a sip, looks you in the eye with his mesmerizing gaze, and tells you, "Good beast," before returning to his reading. You feel another wave of pleasure flow through your being. It feels amazing to be useful and wanted. The wizard continues to pet you as he reads. With every stroke, you feel more and more like a massive, beastly pet. After reading his spellbook, he gives you a list of magical herbs he'll need later. You read the list and tear a portal into a deep magical forest where you spend most of the day peacefully gathering magical ingredients deep in nature before returning to the Wizard King with baskets full of magical spell components. The wizard looks you in the eye with his mesmerizing fatherly gaze and tells you that you are a good beast before scruffing your fur. He tells you that he is done with you for the day and you may go rest. You lumber down to your underground den beneath the tower and feel yourself grow even more wild. You do some exercises and swing from the monkey bars and handholds attached to the ceiling of your den. It feels as though you are flying, as your heavy muscles propel you through the air, and you feel the breeze in your fur. When you are tired, you go to the stone water fountain in the corner and slurp up the most delicious water you've ever tasted. A wave of bestial energy flows through your body as you swell and hulk up a bit from the enchanted waters. There is a bowl full of your favorite foods, and you guzzle it down. You perform your nightly rituals and curl up on a soft pile of furs. Day after day, you attend to the needs of your master and become more and more of a devout beastly servant. Every time he hypnotically gazes into your eyes, or when you drink from the enchanted beast fountain in your den, you only feel more and more like a subservient beast. It feels as though you may spend decades as the subservient beast man you are, but eventually the possession fades from you, and you find yourself once more your old human self, resting peacefully on a moss-covered boulder at the center of a massive circle of stones. The timeless nature of the endless plains make you wonder if it was all a dream. Take a few moments now as I share quiet suggestions or deep hypnosis to recall the experience in greater detail in your own preferred way. Afterwards, I will help you come out of trance. Allow your imagination to guide yourself towards a pleasurable experience. You can imagine going 10 times as deep. Go there now. lives, knowing that all this is temporary. Eventually, you may go deeper. It can feel wonderful to go deeper. It's okay to lose yourself to deep hypnotic trance. Many people overcome any blocks and go even deeper. Just for now, allow your imagined senses to become stronger than your real senses. You can allow every muscle in your body to relax. You can observe your own mind without judgment. As you gain insight, you can also trust in your abilities. It's okay to allow yourself to feel what you want under hypnosis. You can do nothing but gently drop down now. You can allow yourself to relax and let go. You may give yourself the ability to relax. Give yourself the ability to go deeper. You can take this time to relax and go even deeper. Most basic part of yourself to relax. Allow your brain to grow. Each and every day, tell yourself it's okay to focus on one thing at a time. Each and every day, tell yourself it's okay to focus. You can forget about everything for now and go even deeper. Isn't it wonderful to know how much you can love hypnosis? People are able to recognize and enjoy vivid imagination. Maybe you have yet to go all the way down. The deeper you go into trance, the more you can relax now. Think of nothing but what's best to focus on. You are able to let go of everything for now. You may have a greater ability to imagine than you realize. In a few moments, I will count upwards from 0 to 5, bringing you up and out of whatever state of trance you may be in, feeling refreshed, as if you've just awakened from a long nap. 0, taking a few moments to lock in all the positive benefits of this session, perhaps even taking a moment to give yourself a few good suggestions. 1. Closing the doorway to the subconscious mind to block out all negatives, negative thoughts, negative places, memories, or people. 2. Starting to come up and out of hypnosis, feeling refreshed and rejuvenated, completely human in body and mind. 3. Allowing the world around you to return. 4. Eyes crystal clear. 5. Eyes open, wide awake. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Eyes open, wide awake. I hope you enjoyed this recording. Listen to it again in the future to strengthen the suggestions and go deeper. Thanks to my supporters who ensure more quality recordings in the future and give a small donation of $1 or more a month at hypnobeast.com.